Now, in a Newsweek where we're hearing a lot of doom and gloom and a lot of talk about the war in Ukraine and rising oil prices and cost of living protests and all that, isn't it a joy to be able to bring you a bit of good news this Wednesday? And that good news is that five baby penguins have been born in the aquarium in Dingle in recent days and weeks, and they are thriving and doing very well. And to tell us more about it, I'm joined by Kevin Flannery from the aquarium in Dingle. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Deirdre, and it's a pleasure to give that information out to the people of Kerry.
It is indeed. Tell us all about the new arrivals.
New arrivals are from the Humboldt Penguins. We brought in the Humboldt Penguins just about a year ago. We've been trying to get them in, but with COVID and with Brexit and protocols and everything else, and England becoming a third country, it was near impossible. It took us 6 months to get them in. But we got them in anyway, and we built a complete new exhibit for them. They came from the south of England, from Cornwall, and they've been quite happy since. We put in nesting boxes when they were due to go nesting because they were beginning to pair off. And then they dug their own nests inside and the boxes paired off. And they had eggs, and for over 44 or 45 days, they have been incubating the eggs, minding them. And so about 14 days ago, the first of them hatched out. And then about 2 or 3 days later, we had another two, and then we had one after that. So we left it alone because usually you only one of them would survive. But the parents, because they're well fed here, both chicks for the first set and both chicks for the second set and one chick for the third have survived. So we have five. So we'll have our own little creche of penguins here in the ocean world.
Ah, you must be delighted that they thrived, because I believe, you know, it's quite possible that you might have lost one or two. That sometimes happens.
Oh, it's highly possible. Like, it's impossible nearly to get them to breed in captivity. I don't know. Many other places have this success. One of the fascinating things about it is one of the fishing vessels here that's engaged in pelagic fishing, Tom Kennedy with his Fiona Kay, he donated about 4 tonne of sprat to us because obviously they couldn't sell them and produce him. And since then, they've been fed the best of fresh fish. So it must have done something for their appetite and the other appetite that they have, because they have paired off and we have successfully now got five young chicks.
Oh, that's great. They're a huge attraction in the aquarium, Kevin, aren't they?
They are. We initially had gentoo penguins because we put in a display where Tom Crean and those lived in Elephant Island, and they lived off of that type of the gentoo penguins, and initially they bred, but then they haven't been breeding since because a major thing happened. It's impossible to get the type of some of the type of food that's specific to them, like krill, that was being harvested down in the Antarctic, but we're going to interchange them with some other ones from different zoos and aquariums. But these Humboldts were left by over in England, and I say, look, we had to take them and treat them the best way possible. But they're a fantastic attraction because, I suppose, Happy Feet, those films and movies, and people think they're beautiful. But they do, they're very engaging once they're finished breeding now and everything. But the parents are very strict. The father is minding the nest on the outside, and when he wanders off and goes for a swim, she'll call him back, and then they interchange. And even the keepers find it hard to get alongside the nest because the father and the mother are quite aggressive and they're very protective of their young. But now the down has grown big of them and it's getting warmer, and they'll be coming outside and people will be able to see the whole creche of young chicks and young penguins wandering around Happy Feet in the next couple of weeks.
Wonderful. And how big are they at the moment?
They're about, I suppose stretched out, but they cuddle themselves up, but they're about 9 inches. Tall, some of them. The initial ones that are about 14 days old are about 9 inches big when they start. But they're growing very fast. They're eating every time the parents move into the nest. They keep picking at them to regurgitate their food to them. So they're growing quite rapid. So within 3 weeks, I think they'll be wandering around the place and acting the maggot.
Oh, and entertaining the visitors to the aquarium.
Visitors.
What about naming them now? Because you've got to pick five different names.
We have, because the initial names, you see, every single penguin, every animal has its own specific stock book, and we have to register them to know that they wouldn't be interbreeding, where they come from, who they are, who their mother was, and where they were initially. And we register them, and we'll have to register them. The ones we got in from England had all what would you say, very cheesy names, Deirdre. One was called Blue, the other was called Baby Bop, the other was called Cheddar or something. So they all have, how would you say, those cheesy names. But what I would like to do, because they have now been born in Ireland, and we'd like to give them good Irish names. Initially, when we had the Gentle Penguin born, we asked people and we got names like Tom Crean, etc. But we named him Ishka. So maybe people have any ideas about beautiful names for these five good, solid Irish names. We'd be delighted, and we may even give a spot prize for it.
Okay, good West Kerry Penguins. Sarah has been in touch already, and she says, could one of the penguins be called Crater? It's such a Kerry word, and when people come to see it, they'd be wondering what Crater means and where did the name Crater come from. So there's one suggestion. Another person says, I think Aegon is a lovely name because it means ocean, or Farraga because it means the sea in Irish.
So yeah, I look forward to seeing all the names, Deirdre, coming in. I'd be delighted, because people do make an effort, and it's beautiful to see lovely Irish names like that coming in, and it'll be great that we now have our own indigenous native penguins here in Ireland, and that we have our own names onto them, and hopefully they'll go on to breed with other penguins in different aquariums throughout Europe. And it's absolutely brilliant, and I'm delighted for the staff here that have contributed immensely to it.
Yeah, you have wonderful staff down there, Kevin, because I visited the aquarium myself about 2 weeks ago, and the staff are amazing. They're so informative, and they seem to really love what they do. They love chatting about the various fish and explaining about them. Being at the aquarium in time to see the penguins being fed is something very special. How often per day does that happen?
Well, now we're feeding them three times a day at least, because the hungry chicks have to get fed. So Mama and Papa will come out and we feed them three, if not four times a day now at this stage. So that's happening quite often. People will see it up on the website and they'll see it when they go in. And it'll be put out over the PA system anyway for people to go and see it, because it's worthwhile seeing it, be it the Gentoos or the Humboldts. But the Humboldts have to be fed more now. We have a few eggs as well inside with the Gentoos. So they're still brooding on them, and we'd be hopeful. But let's say five at this stage is going to be enough for our keepers to take care of.
To keep you busy. And
oh, without a doubt.
How has the season been? I know it's very early, but my day in Dingle, it seemed very busy down there.
Dingle's extremely busy by the way. We've got a lot of day trippers, buses, etc. like that. Is more for the overnight, the people that stay here. We get virtually 80% of the people that stay here come to visit us, which is pretty good. Obviously, those numbers are down in the last few days. We're reverting back to, I'd say, 2019 figures rather than last year, which was a phenomenal year for everybody. But obviously, with the war in Ukraine, the price of oil, diesel, price of hotels, etc., Irish people won't be travelling as much. But look, people need a break, and if they want a good break and an enjoyable place for their kids to come, they're always welcome here.
Yeah, and
hopefully it'll be good.
In fairness, you don't sit in your laurels, because you added on the butterfly room, and Molly the turtle, of course, is a great attraction. So there's always something different happening there.
You have to. And Deirdre, I'm sorry to remind you of this, but it's nearly 30 years ago since we went on the peace flight up to Belfast. And we learned a lot and seen a lot from the aquarium where they were starting out up there. Since then, we developed to see that you have to change something every 2 or 3 years, and we have a road plan and a road map made out, and we'll give the people something different again next year, because if you stay the same, people will just not come back. So you have to do something different. But now we've got five little chicks, and we've got happy feet around the place for people to look at.
Yeah, they're going to be a big attraction this summer.
Oh, I hope so. And I think people enjoy them, because, I mean, they get up to a lot of devilment once they get something to play with and keep them happy in there.
Great stuff. Well, who doesn't love baby penguins? Kevin, as I said, thank you so much for being the carrier of good news this rather dull Wednesday afternoon in June. And we wish the penguins all the best, and hopefully you'll come up with great names for